bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Chamber Chat with our host, Jasmine Westland. She is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Coordinator, and it's always so fun to get caught up with her and hear about what's going on in Prescott. Jasmine, how have you been?
We've been good over here in Prescott. Don't have anything to complain about, so thank you for having me again.
Well, as the weather is turning nicer, I bet you're getting more excited for all the fun things that the city goes through during this time period. You really are a tourist destination, I know, for a lot of people.
Absolutely. As the weather starts to get nicer, businesses start to look at the busy season. You know, we get a lot of traffic from the boaters and the motorcyclists and just regular tourists coming through town, through our downtown. So it definitely sparks a little life back into the town, kind of a sleepy hibernation period. And now things are getting back ramped back up. So it's definitely exciting as the weather starts to turn a little nicer.
So fun. And tell me about your downtown. Any new spots that I should know about, please?
We definitely have a couple of new opening spots that are coming here in the Prescott town. We just have new owners of the Eye Candy Boutique, which is right next to No Name or the Monkey Bar in our downtown. And they have motorcycle apparel as well as boating apparel. So they actually just had their grand opening last week. And people should definitely stop in there and look at some of their really cute merchandise. So that's one of the businesses downtown. Another one is Always Pure Salon Spa and Boutique, which is going in kind of right next to Muddy Waters and the Kitchen Table. And they have a spa. And I'm excited about some of their more holistic options that they have. Like they have ionic foot baths. They've got PMEF mats for massages, as well as some cute little boutique things as well. So when you're going in there and you can schedule a manicure, pedicure, massage, hair, and then also have some boutiques. And then just recently, where the two meandering women were, just on the corner of where the main drag starts next to Lucille's, we have Prescott Sweets that's going in there. It has not opened yet, but it's going to be an ice cream and sweet, so candy store that's going in, which is a perfect location for them. If anybody's familiar with that location, it used to be a bank back in the day, so they still have their teller window there on the side of the building, which is great for people to come up and order their ice cream or their candy or what have you. So I'm really excited about that opening as well. Otherwise, everything else has pretty much stayed the same, but definitely some new businesses coming into town, which is always so exciting.
Absolutely. It's exciting for them, and it's exciting for us as visitors to these wonderful places. So what else is going on that you wanted to shed some light on, please?
Well, lots of things going around here in the Prescott area. Let's first talk about, because I think it's really an exciting and award that was awarded to our local grocery store here in town, Patak's. They were just named and awarded the 5-star honor, which is huge for them. They have basically 2 secret shoppers that come throughout the year, and they're looking at the store operation, the merchandising, innovation, and customer service. And for those that haven't come through this small family-owned grocery store, I definitely you should. They're just the most helpful, and the things that they have there is great. They have a little shops area. I like to go there for their lunches. They've got the best lunch specials or just dinner specials in general. But I think a huge shout out to them. I think different businesses within the community, when they have these different honors that are bestowed upon them, need to have recognition. So I wanted to start off by congratulating them and letting all of our listeners know about them. And if you haven't stopped into Patak's, highly encourage you to. It's just a great family grocery store. And so that was like the first thing I wanted to talk to you guys about.
And who was that awarded by, please?
That was awarded by IGA. So Patak's is a part of the IGA food grocery store. So they go around to all of the different IGAs that are around the state. And then they have, like I said, these secret shoppers that go around. So it was awarded by them. And when you, obviously, it's a secret shopper for a reason, you don't know. So I think it's a huge honor for them to have been awarded that five-star honor.
Absolutely. And I will concur with you. I think they have a great deli department, a great meat department, their little shopping area, as you mentioned, their floral department. And I found a lot of little gift ideas there also.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really a little hidden treasure. And they have a Caribou. What the heck?
I know. It's like a one-stop shop. You can go there, get your gas, get a car wash, get your groceries, get your coffee, and maybe a little trinket or two if you're needing to buy some little presents for people. So I love it. And it's unique things, too. It's they have in their little, I don't know, I don't think you call it a boutique area, but like just their little shopping area that they have for little gifts is really cute.
It so, absolutely
so congratulations
is.
Congratulations to them.
No
yes.
kidding. That's awesome.
So before we get too far ahead of us, it reminded me when we were talking about spring and this weather turning nice, I think it always makes us all think about when we can go and get those flowers for our houses. I mean, you can't do it too early around here because you never know when the frost might like sprinkle back in here. But later this week, I want all of our listeners to keep an eye, if you guys follow us on Facebook or our website, that our May baskets, we have hanging baskets that go down our main drive, our main broad street there, and people can purchase those. Businesses can sponsor them. You can purchase them in honor of somebody if you would like to. So they're beautiful. We have a wonderful people that come and they water them every day. So they're beautiful all year round. And it's just sometimes a nice gesture to have businesses to be able to sponsor those, or even individuals that want to be able to remember somebody or just have a nice basket and support the downtown and support the local chamber here.
And what would be the price of that, please?
We haven't finalized them. I think that's kind of why we're waiting on it for later this week. But I will have more details on that, and it'll be posted on our Facebook page later this week.
Thank you. That's great to know. And that's a fun idea that you have to have people sponsor them, even if it's not a business. I know last year I did that for Mother's Day gift for my own mom, and she really thought it was unique.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's a great way to give back to a local community and honor somebody or as a gift. And it's just nice. So keep that in mind. So as spring is coming, it is for sure coming now.
And I love it because you don't have to water it yourself.
Yeah, isn't that the best? That's the best type of flowers. I don't know about you guys, but come end of July, beginning of August, I'm kind of done with my flowers, and I kind of want some mums or something else in place of that. But oh well. What else should we talk about here?
The Hastings Prescott Area Arts Council is always very busy thinking of ways to promote art, and I know Orange Dragon has something exciting coming up.
They do the student art exhibition. So it's actually on the 12th from 5:30 to 7. And they're going to have student art from the Prescott High School exhibited in the Orange Dragon Art Gallery. So it'll be fun. I have neighbors whose daughters are very into art and drawing, and they're just in second and third grade, and they're going to go to it. So I think it's a great way just to kind of give back, and then, you know, who knows, make a night of it, go to dinner, and then also see some of the student arts that are located there too. And we also have coming up this weekend as well, our annual, this is actually our 9th annual Day of Service here in Prescott. It's an opportunity for anybody to come and give back to other individuals within the community and surrounding area. So you don't need to be from Prescott to come and actually give back. Some of the different things that we've done in the past is that we've done different appreciation bags for the Prescott first responders. We've done where we've made sandwiches for the homeless in St. Paul. We've done birthday boxes for the Prescott food pantry, May Day baskets, if anybody else, if anybody remembers doing, my kids still do May Day baskets, and crafts for the Prescott nursing home. So it's just an opportunity. I know that they're going to have like mulch that's going to get delivered to Freedom Park to be spread. So definitely all different types of activities for all different ages and groups of individuals that want to come back and give back in some way. And this is just a great way to be able to do that. So there's more information for those that are interested. They can email me directly and I will get them connected to the individual that's overseeing that, or they can check out our website as well, because it is posted on there too. So, but keep that in mind. That's this weekend from 2 to 4 here in town, this Sunday, actually.
Great.
Yeah. And let's see here. We also piggybacking off of that. So the Prescott Community Education actually puts on our annual service day, and they are also putting on a bike rodeo, which I'm actually pretty excited about. This is our first time doing this, and it's not until May 4th. And it's actually going to be at McGee Park, which is kind of like a little hidden gem. I'm going to tell you that not a ton of people know about it. And so they're hopefully, you know, get the word a little bit out about this. What they're going to do is that families can come or individuals can come and bring their bicycles. The police department is going to be there and they're going to be teaching different hand signals to individuals when they're riding their bike. Youth helmets are going to be given away while supplies last to individual, like anybody that needs maybe a helmet. There's going to be a skills course at McGee Park. So if you haven't been there before, it's really cool. They have this skills park that has different, you know, hills and mounds that you can do different bike tricks on and all that, those different things. But they're going to have different bike groups coming and demonstrating and helping kids and basically anybody that wants it to go through the skills course, which is pretty cool. And then if you have the proper bike, or if you want to give it a roll, they have their trails open that weekend as well. And there'll be some games that Cooley River Trails is going to be putting on as well. So it's, like I said, it's new this year. It's going to be on May 4th from 9 to 11 at McGee Park. And if for some reason Mother Nature decides that she wants to rain that day, they do have a rain location, which will be at the middle school in the parking lot. There's an overhang, so they'll have it there instead. But very exciting. Penny, who leads up the Prescott Community Education, is in charge of both of those events. And a big hand of applause for her, because she puts on some of these really great things. And so those are some different things that are really exciting that are going on to give back, and some different things that you could come and do around here as well.
So fun. And I love how we're talking about biking and getting outside, and it just makes you feel like spring is finally here.
Yes, it is. And I think that it's going to be beautiful. And so, yeah, go and oh, they'll also have Bicycle Bob. And for those that aren't local here to Prescott, Bicycle Bob's going to come. He helps basically repair bikes, and then he gives them back into the community for any individuals that maybe need a bicycle. So he'll be there too. But yes, thinking about nice outdoor weather and everything is, I think it gets everybody excited about the summer and spring to come.
Yeah, no kidding. Speaking of outdoors, I know that we can look ahead to, you always have a big golf tournament. And will you tell us about that and where the funds raised go?
Yes, most definitely. So our annual golf tournament is going to be on the 12th of June, and that's going to be at Clifton Highland Golf Course. And you ha it's in the afternoon. It's just a 9-hole, very laid back golf tournament. The funds that are raised go to the chamber, and then that allows the chamber to bring and do some of the different things that we do around the community, whether it is the hanging baskets, we pay for a portion of those, the holiday lights, or bringing in different guest speakers for some of the presentations that we do that we allow for some of our different chamber members, ribbon cuttings, all of those different things that really help to make the Prescott Chamber operate is kind of what we are raising funds for here. But it's also a way to give back to our businesses, our chamber members, and just give them a nice way to get out, network with other businesses within the community and the surrounding area, and have just kind of a nice afternoon out. Everybody likes an excuse to get out, especially in the middle of the week from work, right?
No kidding. How fun will that be? That's awesome. And I wanted to ask you something. First of all, don't think I'm braggy, but I'm kind of a Swiftie. And if I'm a Swiftie, do you have any place that I could really celebrate my Taylor Swiftiness?
Aren't we all Swiftie fans at heart? I think we all are, aren't we?
There's got to be
I
one
mean,
song in her big repertoire that resonates with
at
somebody.
somebody. I mean, and we all became super big. I mean, we were all football fans this last season. I mean, just look what she has. Yes, absolutely. So the Prescott Tap is actually having Taylor Swift trivia. Yep, go there. They're gonna have on Tuesday, they have, they're catchy. I'm gonna read this to you guys because
Okay.
I think it's pretty, like, for those that are Swiftie fans will be like, oh my goodness. And it says, join us for an evening filled with blank space knowledge, love story challenges, and wildest dreams.
Oh.
Right there. I mean, those are her songs. That's great. They did it great. Whoever came up with that gets a big, huge hand, hats off to them because, but yes, they're gonna, it's just a fun evening, something for maybe if the adults want to go. It starts at 7 o'clock. Trivia night for all of those Swiftie fans out there. And I think they're gonna do this a couple of times. So if you miss one, those are on Tuesdays or their trivia nights. So a lot of fun to be had by all.
Well,
Maybe I'll see you there,
yeah,
Mo.
no kidding. And I'm going to have some of my favorite 14-year-olds on speed dial.
Yeah, we don't we all? Don't we all? We all like to try to be Swifties, but those they are the youngins, they all know how it really
It's
is.
awesome. Jasmine, do you just love being the Prescott Chamber of Commerce coordinator?
I'm really having a good time with it. Yes, it is fun and it's really exciting to get to know a little bit more about the local businesses here and meeting individuals. That's selfishly what I get my most joy out of, is just meeting new people and hearing their story and getting to know them a little bit better. So yes, I am. Thank you for asking.
Well, I'm thrilled that you were able to share so much great stuff with us. Thank you so much, Jasmine
You're so.
Westland. She is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce coordinator, and this show is called Chamber Chat on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.